Welcome back to Marriage Monday. Thanks so much for joining with me. My name is Dave Barringer, and this is my podcast to help you grow your marriage one Monday at a time. We're talking about questions again. I decided to maybe extend it one more week, maybe two more weeks, who knows. But it seems like this idea of learning questions to ask at different points has really been kind of a hot topic. In fact, if you follow me on TikTok, you can find me at Marriage Monday. And this thing has just taken off. In fact, a couple weeks ago, we had our questions for date night, and that reached somewhere around 667,000 hits. It was insane. Just went viral for a quick hit, quick moment. Had my 15 seconds of quasi-fame in the moment. And I've just realized people are just wanting questions to ask. They're needing things to talk about. So I thought about, what if we ask questions on our anniversary? Because we're coming up to what I know is wedding season. I do weddings. I perform weddings. And I'm doing a lot of premarital counseling right now. And I thought, what if we started reflecting from 1 year from now? So if your anniversary is coming up, or you're just wanting to do a little reflection with your spouse, here are five questions to ask each other to get some good conversation going. Number one, what's your favorite memory of this past year and why? What's your favorite memory from this past year and why? Now, don't be offended. This is where you can really, really mess this up. Don't be offended if you have this idea of what you think their favorite memory should be and they pick something else. It could be that they forgot about that. You caught them off guard, so they're just going to kind of reach and kind of think through, okay, what comes to mind first? So don't get offended if they pick out something that you thought they should have picked, or that they pick something that may be a little simpler than what you really expected. Here's a prime example. Back in the fall, sometime in the early winter, I was just going through kind of a dark spell, going through a little bit of a depression. And my wife was walking by carrying laundry down to the laundry room. And she stopped and she looked at me. She said no words. I said no words. And she just set the laundry down, grabbed my face, kissed me, looked at me, smiled, and said, "I love you." Picked up the laundry, went down to the laundry room. And I'm telling you what, in the midst of a lot of great marriage moments over the past year, that one has just stuck out to me because she noticed me. She knows my love language is physical touch. She didn't have to even say anything in the moment. Just that kiss and just the simple words, "I love you," and that meant the world to me. It's so simple. And there's probably bigger things that she has done for me in terms of gifts and celebrations and birthdays and all of that. But that is something that really stuck out to me. And so that's why asking your spouse about their favorite memory not only really gets you to reflect, but also helps you to look forward and to create more memories. Number two, in what areas were you challenged as a couple? This is not talking about, well, here's where we struggled. I'm here to say this. Struggle doesn't mean failure. I repeat. Struggle doesn't mean failure. In fact, I believe it's quite the opposite. Challenges are places where we have opportunities to grow, and we got to keep that in mind, especially if we are right now in the thick of it. So I'm going to ask you just to look and say, what areas were we challenged? What areas has God been trying to grow our lives, and what areas are we trying to be strengthened? I've had some people say, well, I'd rather look at the strengths, the areas where we're not challenged, but I'm here to say this, that just because you're not being challenged in one area doesn't necessarily mean it's a strength. I've had some people that are just not great with communication, and they'll talk about that. We're not fighting about communication, and that must be a strength. And I've listened to them talk. I'm like, no, you've just settled that this is just the way it's going to be, and you're not really fostering any growth in that. And so you got to look at your life and really maybe shift your mentality and realize that, okay, it's fine to admit where we're being challenged. What's not fine is ignoring it and just thinking it's failure and thinking the marriage is a failure because we are being challenged in a specific area or areas. So admit it, talk about it, and maybe even start making some plans to begin to work through it even more. Number three, where did you thrive? What areas did you thrive in? Man, this is a great time for the high fives in the marriage to say, hey, here's the strength. Here's the things that we just kicked butt over the past year. This is what we got done. We got on top of our finances. We redid the budget. We found our stride as parents. Man, we worked together on a project and we completed the project. Ask yourselves, where did we thrive? Where did we grow? What did we accomplish? And it's a great place to really build on those strengths to overcome future challenges. Number four, what's something you're looking forward to in the next year? What is something you're looking forward to in this next year? I think one of the most exciting parts of marriage is just looking forward into the future together, where you start sharing hopes, you start sharing dreams, you start looking at things that you want to work on and to accomplish together. And so when we talk about this, it gives us this sense of optimism. It gets this idea that, hey, our commitment is solid, because when you talk about doing things together and you talk about vision together, goals together, it really reinforces the commitment that you have made to do life together. And if you're having trouble coming up with answers for this, it's a great opportunity to just put something on the horizon that gets you both excited, gets you both interested, and to move forward together. And lastly, what's one goal you want to reach before your anniversary? What is one goal that you want to reach before your next anniversary? Or maybe it's not your anniversary right now and you're doing these questions with each other. Just what's one goal within the next 365, just a practical thing that you want to accomplish? And now, again, I want to say, when it comes to setting goals, you want to make sure it's realistic. And I think one of the best ways to do it is to say, A, what does this look like 365 days from now? 1 year. Okay, what does that look like month by month? What do we need to do every month to make that a reality? And then break it down even further. What do we have to do a little bit each week? And so when you start breaking it down, you make it tangible so that by the time you get to 12 months from now, you've got something that is absolutely accomplished. For example, we want to have a date day every single month. Okay, what does that look like each month? Well, I think we need to set the third Thursday as our date day. Okay, that's fantastic. So what does that look like week by week? That means that maybe every single Monday, a different spouse, the husband or the wife, takes the role of making the plans and making sure those things come to fruition. And you think through it week by week. What do we need to do? What do we need to talk about to help get this thing going, so that in 12 months, you can look back and say, not only did we have 12 dates, but we actually fit in more dates than that. What can be the next goal for the marriage? So there we go. 5 questions for you to ask. What's your favorite memory from the past year? What areas were you challenged? Where did you thrive? What's something you look forward to in the next year? And what's a goal that you want to reach before your anniversary? Take these. They fit for great anniversary conversations, but also they're just great places. These questions are great places for you to just sit and talk, anniversary or not, to start getting your life, to plan ahead, to look forward, and to be optimistic about the direction of your relationship. That's all I've got. Love y'all. Have a great Marriage Monday. We will see you next week.